Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here every Sunday evening to help you conquer your vision loss. And this evening, we have a very interesting program, and I was kind of surprised to find out that a commonly prescribed antibiotic and eye drop can destroy your life forever. Imagine that, being prescribed an antibiotic and being somewhat in good health and then having your life change forever. Well, this is the danger of fluoroquinolones. And Mark Gerard, who's the co-editor of the Quinolone Vigilance Foundation, is with me on Healthy Vision. Mark, I'm really grateful for you to take time to join us on Healthy Vision.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here.
And, you know, it's really a disaster. I was not aware of the dangers of quinolones. Of course, I, read the package inserts, and I have a few patients that maybe develop dry eyes and allergic reactions. But your story is really remarkable, and I wonder if you could share with the listeners exactly what happened to you and why you formed or helped, you're helping to manage this Vigilance Foundation.
Well, I was given Levaquin is one of the is the main fluoroquinolone antibiotic 5.5 years ago for an infection, a post-surgical infection in my ankle, and I immediately had problems like loss of bowel control, and within a couple weeks I had blood clots, I had spontaneous tendon ruptures, mysterious cartilage lesions that required a transplant of cartilage from a dead child, and I had just many, many, many other horrific things go wrong all at once, and of course, vision problems were one of them.
Now, that's just really a bizarre story. I mean, I think if more people were aware of the horrendous side effects from some of these antibiotics, people would be more cautious, because so many doctors, they overprescribe antibiotics. You know, you come in for, a minor infection. Even if it's a viral infection, they immediately put you on antibiotics. And I just wasn't aware that your story is really not, this is not an isolated event.
No, it's very common, as a matter of fact. I think tremendously underreported, primarily because the doctors don't believe the possibility that all these horrific things could be caused by an antibiotic, and not necessarily that it is being taken, but perhaps was taken weeks or months or even years ago. The reactions don't always happen right away.
Well, you know, the one thing that comes to my mind is probably many of the listeners have taken these antibiotics. And this show is about healthy vision, and maybe people, I mean, I see people all the time with just bizarre visual symptoms that can't be explained, and we're looking for a cause, a possible etiology. So I wonder if you could tell me about your visual problems and how you feel they were related to this antibiotic.
Well, right after I took the Levaquin, along with all the other things that were going wrong, I started getting floaters, more floaters than I'd ever had, little mostly wiggly lines and so on and so forth, floating around in my vision, and I also became very sensitive to light, photosensitivity, and I also began to get double vision, where my eyes, I would look up at the full moon or something, and I just couldn't get my eyes to line up on it, and as time went by, it was probably 4.5 years out from when I took the antibiotics that I actually really started to. You know, I got so many floaters that they were layers of floaters that were blurring my vision. And I was getting flashes, various different types of purple and yellow flashes and something that looks like balls bouncing around and, you know, balls of light in my peripheral vision. So I got alarmed and I went to see, an ophthalmologist. And he looked in and said that my vitreous humor was shrinking. That's the jelly inside the eyeballs there. And he said, fortunately, it was detaching from the front of my eye. And he said, although that's not necessarily a good thing, it's far better than having it happen on the rear of the eye because retinal detachments can happen when that happens.
But I mean, a vitreous detachment is a common occurrence, but most people that I see that have a vitreous detachment is like you described due to shrinkage, but they don't have all the bizarre symptoms that you have, you know, the purple lights, the flashes, you know, all the floaters. So did anybody, is this like a conclusion that you came to, or is this something you discovered by reading, or did the ophthalmologist say it could be related? How did you make the connection?
Well, first, by being in the internet groups, that there are many internet support groups for people who have suffered damage from these fluoroquinolone antibiotics, and it was, you know, quite a few people. There are many of us. This is not something remote. You know, we're not rare. This is happening to a lot of people. There are groups with thousands and thousands of members and people showing up, you know, every day. And so we communicate and talk about our different symptoms and the things that help us. And one of the most common things is for us to have visual problems. I think the floaters are the most common. And then there are people that have suffered damages far more severe than I've had so far. You know, this has just been an annoyance compared to some of the other things, the tendon ruptures and the broken blood vessels and things that I suffered. Those were pretty serious for me. But there have been people that have had, you know, multiple, you know, a retinal detachment in both eyes within, you know, a very short period of each other after taking Levaquin. And there was actually a study about a year ago released in Canada that showed a double. The chances were about twice of having a retinal detachment just while taking the fluoroquinolones, and they didn't even follow afterwards. That's one of the things that surprises people so much, is that...
Yeah, I can remember reading that that study, you know, the results of that study, and it was shocking. You know, you're doubling your statistics of developing a detached retina, which is... Nothing to overlook, because a detached retina has a serious problem.
Yes, and that was just while taking the drug, and that's, nobody follows through with the fact that the damage can keep happening to people years later, and does keep happening years later. So that's why, you know, a lot of people, they don't get the damage right away, and so they have no reason to suspect the antibiotic they took weeks or months ago, and then all of a sudden their eyes will, you know, they'll be getting flashes or whatever, and so there's,
you know, we're coming up to a break, and I just wonder, Mark, if you could list the commonly prescribed antibiotics in this category, so if we do have listeners that have visual problems and they have taken these antibiotics, this may be the culprit.
It certainly is the culprit for some people. It's listed as one of the many, many symptoms. And the thing is that people generally don't get a symptom or a couple of symptoms. They experience a syndrome where they get most of the symptoms. So So when we get hit really hard. And go ahead.
Yeah, we're coming up to a break right now, and I'd like to hear from you. So if you are listening and you've had a reaction to the fluoroquinolones, the antibiotics, I'd like to hear from you. You can reach us toll-free at 866-536-1100 or 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369 or toll-free, 866-536-1100. You're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Mark Girard, who represents the support group for the adverse reaction of fluoroquinolone. So we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
How can the Soviet cosmonauts help you restore your lost vision? Lack of pulse electromagnetic energy, or PEMF, contributed to the cosmonauts' severe decline in health. This new therapy, recently featured on the Dr. Oz Show, is taking the nation by storm. Now this technology is being investigated to restore lost vision. We are offering 5 days of free PEMF treatments at the Florida Wellness Center. Yes, we are offering this treatment free if you qualify. You must have glaucoma or macular degeneration, and you need to stay at the center for 5 days. You will receive 2 treatments a day at no charge. Call 800-430-9328. Limited to 30 people. Call 800-430-9328 to see if you qualify. Do you have glaucoma or macular degeneration? Call now to see if you qualify for 5 days of free PEMF treatment. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Call Dr. Kondrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Kondrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Kondrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
This is Dr. Edward Kondrat. I recently finished a grueling backpacking trip with my friend Dr. Robert Rowan, editor of Second Opinion Newsletter. He is a nonstop walking, talking encyclopedia of natural healing. I learned more hiking with him than most of my medical meetings. I traveled from Tampa to join him on this trek in the high Sierras of California, incurring over $1,000 in expenses for this trip with airfare and investment in the latest camping equipment. But you can have the same experience by subscribing to Dr. Rowan's phenomenal newsletter. For only $39, you can have Second Opinion delivered right to your door each month. Call today and you will get 5 free special reports. Just call 800-791-3445 to subscribe. Please take advantage of this special offer. I guarantee you will not incur the aching muscles like I got. Call 800-791-3445 for your own copy today. Next year, I might stay at home and just read the Second Opinion.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits, taking them for face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you may have the potential to earn tens of thousands of dollars more, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. So take the first step and get a copy of our complimentary report, The Social Security Decisions Guide. 877-500-0350. That's 877-500-0350.
The Winners Arts Festival is back!
Huzzah!
Weekends now through March 31st.
You'll love the Renaissance Festival.
Great shopping, a giant crafts market.
25 years of fun in the sun.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival.
New shows, non-stop feasting. The Renaissance Festival is back. Weekends now through March 31st. Discount tickets available at Fry's and Fry's Marketplace or RenFestInfo.com. Presented by Delta Airlines, Fry's, Pepsi, Budweiser, and Guinness.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And today we're talking about a very important topic. Did you know that a single eye drop put in your eye could change your life forever? Taking a short course of this antibiotics could destroy your life. And we're talking about fluoroquinolones, a class of antibiotics that can cause devastation to your body and adversely affect your vision. And we have a caller on the line, Erin.
Yes, I'm here.
Vision. Yeah, thanks for calling. And with your name, I have to wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you very much.
And I wonder if you could tell us your story about the fluoroquinolones.
I was given Levaquin 8 years ago, and I suffered some severe side effects from it because I had a very toxic reaction to it. It took me years to pull out of it, approximately five before I was a fully functioning human being again. And then literally 3 months after that, I had to go to the ER because I had a case of cellulitis. And I had all the standard symptoms my first go-round, expressed it to the physician, and I was forced to once again take Levaquin. I begged for another drug. Doctors did not believe me what had happened to me as a side effect of the drug. And so I was told to take the drug or go home and die. They said the drugs could not do everything that I had told them. Well, I took the Levaquin 7 days, and it changed my life forever because I had a severe toxic reaction and almost did die from it. And I am 2.5 years out from it now and still suffering greatly. I have a lot of the eye damage, and I have other issues. I also have damage to my nerves in my ear, so my hearing is greatly impaired. I have all the muscle issues. I had a severe biceps pull. I have peripheral neuropathy throughout my body. I have everything that everyone complains of, as well as many other things that nobody's ever heard of.
Now, tell me about the eye symptoms. This is healthy vision, and we're interested in eye problems. Your eye problem?
I wear glasses now because just like Mark has expressed that he has flashers and floaters and diplopia, I have double vision as well. Even with prescription glasses, I still struggle to see at times. It is still difficult.
Your symptoms developed while you were taking the Levaquin, or did it occur after?
The week after.
The week after. So everything was fine. You thought the infection was cleared?
The infection was cleared, and pretty much everything was cleared. It cleaned my clock real good.
The important thing to remember is that people get these symptoms after taking the antibiotics, not during. So when you think of a reaction, you usually think of getting a rash or an allergy while you're taking the substance. So there seems to be a delayed process with this.
Well, technically, the reactions that we suffer happen post-prescription. So most of us will have it happen within a month, 2 months, 3 months, even up to 8 months post-prescription, which is why physicians simply cannot put the two together.
Yeah, this is really important for the listeners. So if you do have this constellation of symptoms, the muscle aches, tendon problem,
joint swelling,
eye problem, joint pain.
I'm sure that
a lot of you are just labeled as fibromyalgia or psychosomatic.
Precisely what we get labeled as fibromyalgia patients and as crazy people.
I'm really sorry, doctor. I'm really grateful that, you know, Mark is my guest, and I'm also grateful that you called because we really have to educate people as to the dangers of the
We know each other quite well. We're both advocates for awareness for these drugs, and we would technically like to see them put back into hospital use rather than the standard prescriptions that they are, because I don't believe that doctors actually know what they are prescribing to patients, and they don't really know the side effects, and they don't know that the side effects are much more dramatic if they are combined with corticosteroids, with NSAIDs, or theophylline. So many people use those drugs, and they suffer greatly because it dramatically increases the chance of a side effect, and doctors prescribe them concurrently all the time.
Well, I think one of the most commonly prescribed eye drops is the ciprofloxacin, and usually that's prescribed jointly with a steroid eye drop, commonly after cataract surgery or some type of ocular procedure. So fortunately for me, I'm an alternative eye doctor. I'm not doing surgery anymore, and I avoid antibiotics like the plague. I feel that, homeopathic treatments or natural treatments to fight infection. And really the scary thing is that many times antibiotics are prescribed for a viral infection, and they have absolutely no value in treating a viral infection. So I think they're unnecessarily prescribed and very, very dangerous. It's just shocking to hear your story and Mark's. Now, if people are interested in getting more information, you have a support group. What's the best way that they could join your group or get more information?
We are on Facebook. It is fluoroquinolone toxicity and fluoroquinolone toxicity 24/7 chat. And we have numerous people who counsel and do peer counseling and assist others in trying to help them figure out how they can best recover. We do have a lot of people who recover. We do have some people who never recover, and something as simple as an eye drop or a prescription for a sinus infection will disable them for life. No two of us are alike. We vary quite differently. And the rates for people who have pre-existing conditions, the rates of damage are much higher.
Well, one thing I think you should really consider is the homeopathic approach of treating the complications of these antibiotics, because in the homeopathic literature, there are many remedies for individuals that have an adverse reaction to medicine. And as a homeopathic doctor, I often see people who had a bad reaction, not particularly to the fluoroquinolones, but to anesthesia, to other toxins. And homeopathic treatment can act as a catalyst to strengthen the body, because obviously when you do have a reaction like this, it affects many different parameters of your body, not just one.
Yeah.
One localized area. It's your eye, it's your joint, muscle pain, etc.
Yes.
And it's hard to find a specialist who will kind of look at you as a person suffering from that reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it
I want to thank you, Erin, for calling. We're coming up to another break on Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and we're talking about a really important topic, these adverse reactions to the fluoroquinolone. This is a class of antibiotics which includes Cipro, Levaquin, Avalox, Vigamox, and Ciprofloxacin, and then includes a commonly prescribed eye drop. So we would like to hear from you. So if you have taken one of the antibiotics and you feel that you've had a reaction or it's been documented, please give us a call, because we want our listeners to become educated. Mark, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. So we're coming up to another break, and when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about maybe the statistics on how many people with incidents, and why is it that the FDA is not doing more to protect people from these drugs. The Food and Drug Administration is supposed to help people, especially from these toxic reactions. And what's going on in terms of battling big pharma? Has there been any success? Because I'm sure that, a class action suit against the pharmaceutical industry is certainly warranted for not being adequately informed. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. With me is Mark Girard, and we'll be right back after this break.
News Radio. I'm Melissa Rayberger. Two members of the Steubenville, Ohio high school football team are heading to juvenile jail for at least a year after a judge found them guilty of raping a drunken 16-year-old girl after an alcohol-fueled party last August. NBC's Ron Allen reports.
As Judge Thomas Lips read his guilty verdicts, Trenton Mays, 17, and Malik Richmond, 16, embraced their relatives and cried openly. For the first time since that August night of heavy drinking and party hopping, both boys apologized.
Ohio's attorney general says he'll convene a grand jury to investigate whether coaches, parents, or other students broke the law by refusing to speak up. Tonight, students and staff of Seton Hill University, a small Catholic college outside Pittsburgh, filled a century-old chapel to mourn the loss of women's lacrosse coach Christina Quigley. Quigley and her unborn child were killed Saturday when the team's bus crashed on the way to a game. The bus driver also died at the scene. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell for the KFNX Weather Center. Hope everybody's having a happy St. Paddy's Day and drives carefully out there. Upper 80s are high, not as bad as Thursday and Friday, and we find a little more cooling tomorrow and Tuesday back to the mid-80s. Jim Howell, and a Better Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 86 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Hi friends, Scott Luther, the King of Gold and Silver, joined the protest against Wall Street. Buy silver. Why? Silver in long term will outperform gold 3-1. The world's best experts on our roundtable panel, Mike Maloney, invests 90% of his net worth into silver.
I'm a precious metals investor. My only investment is gold and silver. I'm fully diversified. I've got both gold and silver. Mostly silver. About 90% of the cash that I have, I buy silver.
Mahoney predicts silver to hit $1,500 in the long term and over $100 by the year's end. Call me and lock in this non-confiscatable silver at only 1% over dealer's cost. Call before the silver supply is gone. 1-888-551-2646. I pay for shipping. Hurry. Turn 10K into 50K, 50K into $250,000. 888-551-2646. Hi-ho, silver away.
Hi-ho, silver!
Call Dr. Condrit for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrit is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrit to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat. With me is Mark Gerard, co-editor of the Quinolone Vigilance Foundation. And we're discussing the dangers of fluoroquinolone, how this antibiotic can adversely affect your life forever. And we have another caller on the line, Stephanie McCain. Stephanie?
Yes,
welcome.
I'm
to
here.
Healthy Vision. And we have another another Irish woman calling, McCain. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Anyway, thanks for calling Healthy Vision. Can you tell us your experience with the fluoroquinolones?
Well, I'm the Stephanie that's Danish, and I happen to be diabetic over the age of 60, and that puts me in the really high-risk factor groups for being given fluoroquinolones. And the worst part of the damage is my eyes. I appear to be going blind in the left eye, macular edema, and I had no leaking vessels in that eye before this 3 weeks of Levaquin. So that's the most discouraging part, although I have nerve damage through the whole body. As a diabetic, I had a minor spot of the palms of my, or the bottoms of my feet that had some numbness, but now the numbness crept up to the knees, then to the hips, then through the whole body, and even my lips are numb. But getting it down to the eye damage, I had two laser treatments without any improvement. Do you have any thoughts on any non-invasive treatments you would suggest to save my eye at this point?
Well, you know, it's not that uncommon for a diabetic to get retinal edema, but I guess there's a definite correlation, you know, with you taking the fluoroquinolones, and I would think that, you know, that could be a causative factor. I'm not a big advocate of the laser, because the laser is a destructive procedure, which essentially gets rid of the fluid, but at the same time it destroys part of the healthy retina. I would look at methods of reducing the inflammation, such as anti-inflammatory vitamins, like vitamin C, high doses of vitamin C. I'm also using ozone. Ozone is a highly reactive form of oxygen, which can be administered IV. That helps reduce inflammation. And I'm also using microcurrent stimulation. This is a very low-level current, which reduces inflammation and helps regeneration. So I would highly encourage or recommend you go to my website, www.healingtheeye, because what my interest is looking at alternative treatments to help folks like you. And as I mentioned earlier to the first caller, I believe that homeopathy might be very helpful, because homeopathy looks at what makes you unique. Why did you react to this antibiotic when maybe hundreds of other people would not have this adverse reaction? So there's something in your constitution, maybe a weakness in your body, collagenetic, enzymatic, whatever. Homeopathy looks at that uniqueness, and we try to straighten your body, and it acts as a catalyst to try to get your body to heal. So I think there's many healthy, safe alternative methods to try to get your health back.
Well, thank you. That sounds very hopeful. My first hope, because most doctors and eye doctors will not acknowledge any connection with Levaquin.
Yeah, well, as a homeopathic doctor, we look for connections like that. One of the first questions I ask anyone is, what was going on at the time you developed the eye problem? And if it was you taking an antibiotic, if it was some type of emotional trauma or stress, that can be related to the disease. And it's important that you look at those factors and try to understand what happened to the body, and then develop a treatment plan to get the body to heal. I believe that the human body has the ability to heal, but if those toxins or there's some type of imbalance in your body that those antibiotics cause, you have to get rid of them. And I think it's a big enough problem, and I'm so happy to run into you know, your vigilance group, because it helps me become more aware. And now when I see somebody with a bizarre eye problem, I'm going to be questioning them as to their use of antibiotics. But it's interesting, because in homeopathy, we believe that antibiotics are a no-no, because they suppress disease. Antibiotics do not treat the disease. They treat, you know, the infection, the bacterial problem. But really, it's a weakness in the body that causes the bacterial infection. So you have to treat the underlying cause. So many times when people take an antibiotic based on homeopathic principles, the infection may improve, but somehow that process is pushed deeper into the body and they get a more serious problem. So, you know, based on homeopathic principles, this makes perfect sense to me. Your underlying problem was not treated correctly. It was treated with an antibiotic that kind of pushed the disease deeper, and now you're suffering a more serious problem. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's based on homeopathic laws, and you might want to do some additional reading on homeopathy to try to understand that philosophy and maybe get some ideas on how you could, you know, treat the symptoms that you have to get yourself healthier.
The microcurrent, what is that?
The microcurrent is a very low-level current that helps reduce inflammation and stimulates the body to heal. I've been using microcurrent for about 15 years in treating glaucoma, macular degeneration, and other inflammatory problems of the eye. Well, macular isn't really inflammatory unless you have the wet kind, but conditions like optic neuritis, keratitis, inflammation of the cornea, or iritis. So it's one of the treatment modalities, alternative treatment modalities that I use, trying to avoid steroids, trying to use antibiotics and agents that I consider to be suppressive. But I would encourage you to go to my website. I have a webinar on, you know, my philosophy in treating conditions like this, and I think some of these modalities could help you.
My chiropractor has been giving me low pulled laser up and down my back, which is certainly gives me a little bit of relief because, of course, I have deterioration at all my joints and in my bone. But I don't know if that's safe. You don't like laser in general. Is cold laser also a problem?
Well, it depends the type of laser. The wavelength, the intensity, so all these parameters. But I do use cold laser to treat eye problems.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, there's not, and I use it directly on the eye, not with the eyelid open, but we use it through a closed eyelid. But I like microcurrent and some of these other treatments better than the cold laser.
Okay.
The best way is to, you know, do an evaluation and you try these different procedures, and you try to find out what resonates with your body. So
well, thank you. Thank you so
much. The way to go. And thank you so much for calling. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condron. We have another caller on the line, Sheila from Ontario. Sheila, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Hi. Thank you, doctor. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Hi. I'm also a person that took Levaquin. I'm about a year and a half out, but I started experiencing my side effects within days of taking the medication. The doctor put me on it for 83 days for a kidney infection, which it turned out I didn't actually have. But I started having problems with my joints, my feet, everything but my vision. I had all the similar side effects as the rest of us, as we call ourselves, sloxies, get. And I'm a year and a half out, and just now I'm starting to have floaters. Is that unusual, Mark, or is that common?
That's pretty common. Basically, the Levaquin affects the DNA and alters the DNA and how we produce collagen or reproduce collagen. And so that's why it hits everything that's collagen-based, the connective tissues, and there's collagen in the eyes. And so and that's why my ophthalmologist said he'd never seen the condition I'm in someone as young as I am, and he said he'd never seen it in both eyes simultaneously, the same amount of deterioration at the same time. That does seem to be common as far as how people reported in the Facebook groups that I've been involved in and you're in, that the eye problems tend to show up later than a lot of the other symptoms.
Yeah, but Mark, you're correct because the vitreous humor is composed of collagen. So if the fluoroquinolones affect the DNA and collagen synthesis, then that would become apparent in the vitreous jelly. Also, I have found that toxicity in general affects the vitreous. So if you have heavy metal poisons or any type of toxins in your body, it can show up in the vitreous as floaters, as inflammation, as a subtle barometer of some type of disturbance in your body. So one thought that I had for all the floxies is to begin some type of detoxification program. You know, there are methods to remove toxins from your body, whether it's infrared sauna, IV chelation, you know, zeolite. There's so many different products out there to detoxify the body, to kind of purify the body, you know, toxins. Well, you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condron. We're coming up to another break, and we would like to hear from you. We're talking about a very important topic about devastating side effects from fluoroquinolones, including visual loss and visual disturbances. So you can reach us at 602-277-5369 or toll free at 866-536-1100. And we'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
How can the Soviet cosmonauts help you restore your lost vision? Lack of pulse electromagnetic energy, or PEMF, contributed to the cosmonauts' severe decline in health. This new therapy, recently featured on the Dr. Oz Show, is taking the nation by storm. Now this technology is being investigated to restore lost vision. We are offering 5 days of free PEMF treatments at the Florida Wellness Center. Yes, we are offering this treatment free if you qualify. You must have glaucoma or macular degeneration, and you need to stay at the center for 5 days. You will receive 2 treatments a day at no charge. Call 800-430-9328. Limited to 30 people. Call 800-430-9328 to see if you qualify. Do you have glaucoma or macular degeneration? Call now to see if you qualify for 5 days of free PEMF treatment. Call 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Call Dr. Condret for a personal consultation. Dr. Condret is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condret to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Learn principles of healing that will change you and your health forever. I'm Dr. Condrat, and I want to share with you 2 truly phenomenal events. You may think that these things can't happen and that they are rare or exaggerated, but they are very common when you understand homeopathy. My office manager received news of a tragic death in her family and was in a state of hysteria. A few homeopathic pellets for grief immediately put her into a calm state. My receptionist suddenly developed a severe throbbing headache and could not work. A few pellets of this remedy for headache, and within seconds, her headache went away. You can learn these principles and apply them in this homeopathic course beginning October the 27th. The course includes 6 monthly webinar meetings along with extensive class material. Call 800-430-9328 for more information. Change your health forever. That's 800-430-9328.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Adrenal glands are the overworked, undernourished, whipping boys of the body beaten by stress, caffeine, and poor sleep. Treat your adrenal glands to their food of choice, Adrenal Support. Buy 2 bottles, get the 3rd one free. Call 800-370-3447.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
Hey, folks, it's heating up, but I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about the real estate seller's market in Arizona, and it's going to get even hotter because there's only half the normal inventory. Supply is low, demand is high. So think about selling your home now and moving up. I'm Garnet Saylor, your HUD-approved broker-owner of Quail Run Realty, the no-hassle, no-pressure agency. Call today, 623-687-6423. 623-687-6423.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat. With me is Mark Gerard, the co-editor of the Quinolone Vigilance Foundation. And Mark, what exactly is the Quinolone Vigilance Foundation, and how can people get more information about this important foundation?
The Quinolone Vigilance Foundation was created primarily to arrange university-level research. We have four studies going right now, and we are soliciting funds for a fifth one. And the drug companies don't do research into how to help the victims or whatever. They spend a lot of money denying that there are victims. And so our primary goal is to just get documentation that fluoroquinolones are doing the damage, and also to figure out how to help people that have been damaged, and perhaps determine whether there's a way to know ahead of time whether people will get damaged by these drugs. And then our goal is to use this information to help people and to get to where the antibiotics are not prescribed as like candy the way they are now. The way to get a hold of us is at www.saferpills.org, saferpills, or even just Google QVF, Quinolone Vigilance Foundation, and that will get you to our website, assuming that our server is up and running today. We've been having some troubles with that. So that's how people can get a hold of us.
Okay, great. And we have another caller on the line, Stephanie.
Yeah.
Welcome to Health Vision. Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I would be better, though, if I wasn't having all these problems from Cipridex eardrops, which is a form of fluoroquinolones. I was told that it...
Tell us your story and how it adversely affected you.
Well, I was told that it was not absorbed like the pills are, that because it's just eardrops, it wasn't absorbed systemically. And they insisted it was much safer than the pills. And shortly afterwards, I had a retinal tear in one eye along with some severe bleeding, and had to have the laser repair done, which has left me with problems in my vision in that eye. And then 18 months after the eye drops, last December, I had a tear in the retina of the other eye. And the eardrops that I was prescribed for an ear infection, a week later when I was no better and I had to go back to the doctor, it wasn't even an ear infection. It was a sinus infection, so they had to give me a different type of pills. This whole thing could have been avoided if I'd have been diagnosed right in the first place and not given fluoroquinolones.
Now, did your eye doctor make the connection with the fluoroquinolones and the retinal tear?
The emergency eye doctor that I saw that when the first one happened, yes, he did. My regular one was out of town.
Okay, so he did recognize this was a side effect from the fluoroquinolones.
Yes, he did.
And, you know, you make a good point because you do get a lot of systemic absorption even when you take ear drops and even eye drops.
Mm-hmm.
One fluoroquinolone eye
drop. The doctor had told me that it was totally safe, and the pharmacist had told me that it was totally safe. You know, they all insist that because it's ear drops, it's not systemically absorbed.
No,
and I had a worse problem with these Cipridex eardrops than most people have taking the oral pills.
Now, how long ago, Stephanie, was that you took the eardrops?
It was June of 2011. And I had the second retinal tear this past December. And I'm still got a lot of other of the adverse reactions, effects. You know, there's probably going to be permanent damage aside from the eye problems.
Now, so this is 2 years ago, and you're still suffering from side effects.
Yes, I'm still having tendon, ligament, muscle, connective tissue problems, numerous other problems besides that, some of them are getting worse. Some of them just are kind of staying the same, not getting any better. A few things have gotten a little bit better. But I've got permanent damage in both eyes now because of an ear drop for an ear infection that I didn't even have.
Now, Mark, is that uncommon for people to have this prolonged complications, even many years after taking the
I would say it's the norm. If the person, like I said, shows up with the syndrome and starts getting some serious symptoms, they're almost for sure going to have lots more serious symptoms happening to them. The acute phase, we call it, is generally the first 9 months, and that's where it's at its worst and where the flood of new symptoms keeps happening. But like I said, I mean, I'm 5.5 years out, and I'm still getting things showing up that are clearly the same type of problem that I've had in other parts of my body. The popping that I've had in my hands and in my other joints has now showed up in my jaw at the same time that I've started to have difficulty swallowing. And that is one of the things that's supposedly pretty common. And it just showed up in my life half a year ago. So
now, you made the comment that for some reason the fluoroquinolones will alter the DNA. So if it alters the DNA, then it becomes a progressive problem, kind of like a mutation.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and I think that's where the problem is. It's the altering of the DNA, which then just continues on in your body, causing all these symptoms.
Yeah, and it can be like your veins deteriorate, and then, you know, that spot in the body doesn't get enough blood, and so it gets a symptom, you know, whatever part, weakness or whatever the case may be. You know, once the system breaks down because of the DNA, other things then with the chain reaction, the dominoes just keep falling.
Well, we're coming up to a close on Healthy Vision. And, Mark, I want to thank you so much for taking time to join me and discuss this very important problem. And I hope the listeners are more aware now of the danger of fluoroquinolones. And if you'd like more information, the Quinolone Vigilance Foundation is at www.saferpills.org. And Mark, I think you're doing phenomenal work bringing people together who are suffering from this problem. And I think that as a community, we need to educate people and to put a stop to this. And I want to thank you so much for educating me and opening my eyes, so to speak, as an ophthalmologist, seeing so many people that have possibly have a complication from these fluoroquinolones and are not aware of it.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Thanks so much. So this is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat. I want to thank you for joining me on Healthy Vision. And until next week, I wish you good health and clear vision.
Coming up this week on Intelligence for Your Health, if your hairdresser ever says, hey, there's a funny-looking mole on your head, see a dermatologist as soon as possible. I'll tell you about a new study that shows hairstylists are often the first people to discover a customer's skin cancer. And our guest is internist Dr. Carrie Peterson. We're going to talk about why we get migraines and how to treat them, all that and more, this weekend on Intelligence for Your Health. Tune into my show, Intelligence for Your Health, Sundays at 10 p.m.
Imad Aliyubi Jr., NFL free agent, star of the new reality TV show Imad Takes Orlando. Imad is also the owner and CEO of Team Aliyubi Talent and Promotions. This is a busy guy. He hosts a radio show right here on KFNX. Oh yeah, and coming soon, look for the launch of the Team Aliyubi fashion line. Check it all out on Twitter at Imad Aliyubi. That's EmadAlayubi.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix. a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Mike Huckabee Show. KFNX News Time. It's 6 o'clock.